ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् जयं कुदीरये अष्टप्रायशुभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत्सेवया भगवतीत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी यथा श्रीमद्भागवतं कीय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रद्धा श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। So in this chapter, Parikshit Maharaj is asking so many questions. Srimad Bhagavatam also started with questions only. Prabhupada writes, the entire universe, there are only questions and answers, 24/7. So here he is asking that, O best of Brahmanas, please also describe how the creation of the globe happens. So, you see, we will today discuss basically four aspects. One is how the creation is made, that is what Parikshit Maharaj is asking. But bigger than that is why the creation is made. Creation is made, it's child play for Krishna. There's no big deal about creation. But more important is why the creation is made. And what are the lessons which can be learned from the creation? And achieving the ultimate good with the help of the creation. These are the four aspects we will try to touch upon today. So how the creation is made, we will briefly touch upon this because in fact other than Srila Prabhupada's translations and purports, nowhere else creation has been so clearly defined. It's unless and until one reads Srila Prabhupada purport, nobody can understand how the creation is done. So very briefly we will touch upon this because it's very technical, and then we will move on to the other aspects of why the creation is made. So as we know, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, Shri Krishna is there and he has six opulences. So strength, ultimate knowledge, ultimate wealth, beauty, fame, renunciation. These are the six opulences. Now in the first canto, this chart actually is from Srimad Bhagavatam first canto. What are the different parts? In addition to six opulences, there are other parts of opulences. So one is the Brahma manifestation, which is the Nirakar. See people, some people say he is just Nirakar. But see the word Nirakar has Akar in it. So unless and until there is Akar, there cannot be Nirakar. So that is one opulence. And then there is the Paramatma manifestation, which is the Purusha feature. So if we look at this, the Paramatma and the Purusha manifestation. So as we have seen in the first canto and in the third canto and variety of places in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna decides to do the creation and he takes form of Mahavishnu, which is the Karmadakshay Vishnu. He lies down in the Karanjal and from his pores the universe starts, the creation starts happening. That's what he is asking, how. Briefly we will touch upon this. And once all these globes and the andas are created, then at that point in time Krishna enters in this as Garbhodakshay Vishnu and lies down in the Garbh ocean, and from the navel, the lotus flower comes out. On top of it is the Satyalok where Brahmaji is sitting. Inside that there are 14 planetary systems. We are in the middle, Prithvi Lok. Below is Atal, Patal, Sutal, Talatal, Rasatal, Mahatal, and above is Bhur, Bhuva, Swad, and Siddhalok, Janlok, Gyanlok, Taplok, Maharlok, and then Satyalok. So this is how creation happens. So actually we are right now sitting inside Krishna, inside the lotus tent. That is where we are right now. And inside this universe, then Krishna enters as Kshirodakshay Vishnu. Why he enters? Because he has to animate the jal. So in the hearts of everybody, he enters as Paramatma, as the Paramatma feature. And in the universe also, within the inanimated elements also, like table, chair, he enters into it. Actually everything is live, only thing is here the soul is dormant. So like this he creates this creation, and therefore the Paramatma feature, collective Paramatma of all living beings, he is the Paramatma of every material object, he is called Hari. All incarnations are expanded into him. Something technical, that the source is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu of all the avataras, but they are manifested through Shirodakshaya Vishnu. He is the maintainer of the universe. All incarnations within the universe are emanating from Shirodakshaya Vishnu. All the Leela incarnation Guna avatars. So briefly, this is why the creation happens. But something very interesting, we have to ask the question. The creation is done. But Srimad Bhagavatam 119 tells us, the question asked is from Sut Goswami, the Shaunakadi Rishis, they ask in Naivacharan the question that what is Ekantata Shreya? Ekantata means ultimate and Shreya means ultimate good. There are two, Shreyas and Prayas. The Prayas is the material bhog root and the Shreyas is the ultimate long-term goal, the ultimate goal. So that was the question asked. And what was the answer? It was given in 126, the ultimate good is Savai, please repeat, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo. Yaho Bhaktir Anukshate Ahetukiya Pratihata Nayatma Suprasitati. So Savai Pumsam of the people, Paro Dharma. Prabhupada translates occupation. See, if the worldly occupation is done for senses, then there is bondage. But if ultimate occupation is done, then there is freedom. So Paro Dharma. So he mentions, Sut Goswami mentions there, the ultimate Paro Dharma is what? Occupation is what? Yato Bhaktir Athokshaje, to do devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And what kind of devotional service? Ahetuki, without any motive, material motive, apratihata, continuous, uninterrupted. Why it is to be done? Yayatma Suprasidati, for complete satisfaction. Prabhupada has not written there satisfaction. The translation for Suprasidati, one is Prasidati, satisfied, one is Suprasidati. So, the answer is that ultimate good is Krishna's devotional service uninterrupted and ahetuki. Creation is not the ultimate. Ekantata Shreya. So why there is need? Why do creation at all? If this is not the purpose, what is the reason why the creation has been done? Because the ultimate goal is to do devotional service. So why create all this? So Prabhupada in the law, he is mentioned in several places, but he has given one class on 23rd December, I think 1970, 1971, in Los Angeles. These are Prabhupada's words. But why this creation is there? This creation is there because those who are rebelled against God, Krishna, they are not allowed to enter into the kingdom of God. They are kept aloof, and this creation is made just to give them chance to develop Krishna consciousness. So this is the reason for the creation. So unless there is creation, the rebelled souls have no chance of going back to Godhead. So through creation, Krishna does a big favor to the rebelled souls. So Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo cannot be attained unless and until creation is made. Because otherwise he can just debar, talipar all the rebelled souls, okay, go. Somewhere he can just make them suspended and then they are there. But because of his causeless mercy, he has made arrangement so that the souls can one more time regain their consciousness and get back into devotional service. So that is the reason why the creation is done. So not only Krishna does creation, but he also ensures the creation, he also ensures that within the creation, sufficient lessons are given to the jivas. Just if he creates and the jivas are left loose in that, how the jivas will go back to Krishna? So within the creation, he has given enough teachings and learnings and lessons so that jivas can learn how to render pure devotional service and go back to Krishna, back to Godhead. So what will happen if lessons are not taken? We will see what lessons. It's there in Bhagavatam only. That will be the discussion today. But suppose if the lessons are not taken, then what will happen? The jiva will be insulted in 84 lakh species. See, what is the biggest insult? In this world, what is the biggest insult one can have? Is removing one's clothes. Correct? That was the challenge with Draupadi also. So, we have to stop this insult. Otherwise, why? See, Bhagavad Gita tells, right? Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya. Every time, like the clothes are changed, the soul changes the body. Body is like clothes. So every time the clothes are being removed from the soul. Every time insult. Ultimate insult. In 84 lakh species, one after another, keep on getting insulted. That is why one Vaishnava said, Tere bhave jo karo bhalo guru sansar, Narayan tu baith ke apna bhuvan bhuvar. Because one has to do your own. Other person cannot do. We have discussed this before, but it is always good to share. See, the big industrialists, they have so many servants. Right? One servant is driver, one is gardener, one is cleaner, or one deity worship, Panditji is also there. But for having prasadam, they don't keep a servant. That I will give you 5,000 rupees every month, Maharaj, I don't have time. Please, can you have prasadam on my behalf? Similarly, Harina, smaranam has to be done by oneself. There is only two choices. Either smaranam or S will be removed. So 84 lakh times, 84 lakh species, multi times. See, one day of Brahma is what? 4.3 billion years. Sahastra yuga paryantam arahat. In that, how many times we can be insulted? Just think. So, Krishna has arranged for lessons in this creation that please take this lesson, don't get insulted, come back quickly. That is the big favor which is doing. Okay. So, what are these lessons? See, anywhere in organization, anywhere you go, or any book is written, or any lecture is there, even in exams, the children, what they will do, they will read in the beginning and the end summary.
Shortcut.
So, beginning and end is very, very important. So, when Krishna was leaving, about to leave this loka, see, actually we are so fortunate. In 4.3 billion years, one day, he appears. In one full day, one time Krishna appears. In one 4.3 billion years. And after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. So how lucky we are. That's just 5,000 years back. And 500 years back. Can you imagine how much Rupa mercy is there? It's unimaginable. Actually speaking, we are in golden period of Kali Yuga. Kaliyuga is 432,000 years. Imagine, in 5,000 is this the situation, what's going to come? So we are in golden period, we can Hare Krishna, my Jandavas. So how much lucky we are, actually, that we have come so close to Krishna's birth in 4.3 billion years. So this is the best time to go back. Here also we can have, right? Prabhupada was asked that if suppose one person asked, right, if there is no Krishna, what will happen? He said, I am not worried because I am enjoying, I am dancing, I am feasting. But suppose Krishna is there, so tumhara kya hoga? Bhoom te reh jaoge.
There is one ad, right?
Nirma ad, I think. Ghoomte reh jaoge. Koi hai.
84 lakh pages time घूमते रहो.
That is the reason why we love traveling. चलो वहां घूमने जाएंगे, आदत इतनी पड़ गई. See, it's our experience. कितना भी घूमो, आनंद घर आने के बाद नहीं आता है. भैया बहुत हो गया, थक गए, आप दो दिन रेस्ट घर में करें. तो घर जाओ ना भाई. Okay, so when Krishna was leaving, he met Uddhav. Uddhav is his dear most friend. See, Suhrat Sarv Bhutana, right? And he is the dear most friend. So he told the crux of the crux of the crux of the crux to Uddhav before leaving. So these lessons which are to be learned for creation are actually told by Lord Sri Krishna to Uddhav before leaving this planet. He has not left. Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. One devotee was saying, when you open Bhagavatam, you are not reading Bhagavatam, Krishna is looking at you. Are? Bhagavatam bola hai. Like this. Oh, see, suddenly somebody, he sees you 24/7, the moment you open. So if one hears and applies these teachings, which are from the lessons from creation, then we know. So the question here was how the creation is done, that we have discussed how the creation is done. That is, koti koti brahmandas are coming from the pores and all that we saw in the initial slides. But now, and why the creation is done, that also we discussed, that to reclaim the jivas back to Godhead, Krishna has done. But that also not sufficient. He has given enough teachings and lessons as to what is to be done in this creation, how to take learning from this creation to go back to Godhead. So in this regard, Krishna narrates one history. Anybody using mythology, please tell them wrong word. Prabhupada said, no, that is, they said they are doing idol worship. Idol worship is Nelson. He, in one class, he says, Nelson statue is there near Westminster. Once a month, one sweeper will come, he will take a big broom. He will clean Nelson, all the chidiya ka beet, all the shit which is there from the birds, he will clean them and then we'll go home. That is idol worship. We don't do that.
We do deity worship.
So, therefore history is told where between Avadhut Brahman and King Yadu. King Yadu is the ancestor of Uddhav and the Yadu dynasty. Therefore, if one hears these and applies in his or her life, he or she is sure to go back to Godhead. So we are going to today briefly discuss the discussion between Avadhut Brahman and King Yadu. Okay. So in the 11th canto, this Krishna is narrating the discussion between Avadhut and King Yadu. So Avadhut was wandering around in the universe without any worries. See, the problem is the more things we have, the more tension is there. Suppose we go to the market and we say, okay, I like this picture very much. Suppose it's not Krishna's picture and we buy one picture and bring it at home, oh, it's looking. The Rajasis, they will have big pictures of the Rajas and all, right? Nice big pictures. But after 2 days, dust will gather on it. Now you only have to make an effort to clean it. मैं खरीदा ही क्यों? पहले खरीदा आप फंस गए. So Avadhut is telling that Krishna is telling Uddhav this narration, and Avadhut is telling King Yadu. So he is telling that I have taken shelter of 24 gurus. In the end, we will discuss one guru versus 24 also, but 24 gurus I have taken shelter, and they are who? Now please remember that when we read out these gurus, they are actually representatives of the creation. They are going to give us lesson. So first is earth or mountains, air, sky, water, fire. Interesting, huh? Bhumi Rahu Anadvayu Kamman Guru Revacha. Moon, sun, pigeon, python.
You can take a lesson from anybody. This is Srimad Bhagavatam.
अजगर करे ना चाकरी और पंछी करे ना काम और दास मलूक का कहेगा सबके दाता राम.
अजगर को कभी देखा है 9 to 5 ऑफिस आवर्स बायोमेट्रिक पे अपना अटेंडेंस लगाते हुए.
बट फूड इज मेड अवेलेबल. अजगर करे ना चाकरी नौकर नहीं करता है और पंछी करे ना काम चिड़िया भी कोई काम नहीं करता है. दास मलूक का कहेगा सबके दाता राम. सो earth, air, air, sky, water, fire, moon, sun, pigeon, python, sea, moth, honeybee, elephant. This is honey thief. The deer, the fish, the prostitute pingala. Creation mein sab hai, prostitute is also there. Lesson is being learnt from her. The kurara bird, that's the hawk, and the child, and the young girl, the arrow maker, the serpent, the spider, the wasp. My dear king, by studying the activities of their activities, I have learned the science of the self. Whatever is typed here is not from me, so it's all copy-paste only. Okay, from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is therefore Krishna is looking at us. These 24 gurus are representatives of the creation, teaching us lessons how to do pure devotional service and achieve 1, 2, 6. Now very briefly we will take one by one these 24 gurus and what lesson they are teaching and how we are able to go back to Godhead. This is what will be the subject of this, and in the end we will dwell upon Savai Pumsa Parudharma also. Time, Prabhuji, is available till? Prabhuji, time will be available till what time? 9:45. Okay. Yeah, if I don't respect time, time will never respect you.
Aap kalo suni bhaiya bachao.
Okay. So quickly we will do. Okay. So 11th canto 7:38. Krishna is telling to Uddhav, this is the lesson to be learned from mountain. So what is the lesson learned from mountain? That is the earth, which Avadhoot learned, which can be used to go back to Godhead. So you see, word to word if I see, Shashwat Par Arth. Par Arth means for the sake of others. So the mountain is always Shashwat, yani permanent. Par Arth, for others' benefit only it is there. Sarva Iha Par Arth, again, it's for the benefit of others. Ekanta, or koi purpose nahi hai uska. The purpose is only to serve others. Sambhava, reason of living. This is the reason of living of a mountain. Right? So what are the learnings which can be had from mountain? Similarly, by one's acquired opulence, one should specially try to please the spiritual master. So mountain has all the opulence. Govardhan Parvat. That's why Krishna made sure that it is worshipped. When you see mountain, you remember Govardhan, and that itself is devotional service by seeing mountain. But also one has to learn from there that all whatever is there with the mountain is for the service of others. Therefore, whatever opulence is there must be used for the spiritual master service and supreme personality of Godhead. So somebody can say, फिर मेरे बच्चों का क्या होगा? सब कुछ घर में ने वहाँ दे दिया तो. So it depends. कि बच्चों को किस दृष्टि से फैमिली को देखा जा रहा है. वन इज फॉर माई सेंस एंड ग्रेटिफिकेशन एंड वन इज फॉर कृष्णा सर्विस. दैट इज ममे वांचु जीव लोक जीव भूत सनातन. सो इफ वन इज लुकिंग आफ्टर एज कृष्णास अंश, देन वॉट एवर इज बींग स्पेंड फॉर द फैमिली इज ऑल्सो डिवोशनल सर्विस. इफ इट इज सीन फॉर दीज आर माइन 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 माइन, यू नो ना, व्हेन यू डू हम व्हाट हैपेंस. There was this one bell was there. Oxen kaise awaaz nikalta hai? Hum.
I.
Nowadays, just in lighter way, na? Please don't take me wrong. Nowadays, institutes are also called I am Dabar. Kitni baar aayega bhai? So अक्सर बोल रहा
हम हम हम,
तो हम हम करने से कितनी पिटाई होती है ना वही सी। पहले तो 50 डिग्री सेंटीग्रेड में हल जोतो, आफ्टर दैट कम होम, नो रेस्ट, कोल्लू का बैल, आंख पे पट्टी, देन स्टिल ही सेइंग हम, देन वो बूढ़ा हो गया बैल, देन आफ्टर दैट व्हाट हैपेंस, कसाई इज कॉल्ड एंड इट सोल्ड एंड द बुचर किल्स, देन आल्सो स्टिल निस्तार नहीं है, देन द शूज आर मेड फ्रॉम द लेदर, एवरीबॉडी इज वॉकिंग ऑन दैट, हम हम करने से क्या है, उसके बाद भी निस्तार नहीं है। उसके बाद में यू नो इन द विलेज यू हैव सीन दोस हाउ दे टेक आउट कॉटन, तो एक ऊपर बो जैसा रहता है, उसमें एक तार रहता है और उसमें खींच के कॉटन बॉल कॉटन को डालते हैं तो उसमें से वो फ्लफी हो जाता है, आप लोगों ने देखा है, आई डोंट नो आजकल सिटीज में तो मुश्किल है लेकिन बचपन में गाँव में ऐसे दैट्स हाउ यूज टू क्लीन द कॉटन। सो दैट तार इज मेड ऑफ द इंटेस्टाइन ऑफ द ऑक्सन, सो व्हेन दे पुल इट एंड थ्रो इट डाउन द वर्ड द साउंड इट मेक्स इज तू, इट डजंट से हम, ही सेज तू, देन ओनली लिबरेशन हैपेंस। सो एनीवे, सो फ्रॉम द माउंटेन दिस इज टू बी लर्न्ड। अच्छा, अनदर थिंग इज सी माउंटेन डजंट ईट एनीथिंग, no food is required. Similarly, you can see those who are serving others, they eat very less. Mountain doesn't get sick. You can see those who are serving others, they hardly fall sick. Even if they are sick, they are well. They are never sick actually. So because mountain sees everything as Vasudevam Sarvamiti, it serves all without hetu and without interruption. So this is the lesson to be learned from mountain, that this I am saying in theory only, but Bhagavatam is saying if everybody we can see as part and parcel of Krishna and if the service is done, then one is again back to the root of through mountain Savai Pumsam Parodhar. Okay, mountains are silent but they remind of Krishna by their greatness. When you go to Badrinath, Kedarnath, you can see great mountains, you remember wow, Krishna is like this. Similarly, devotees also, even when they are silent, they teach Bhagavatam by their great behavior. So pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. So like this, learning from mountain to serve Krishna, one can render devotional service. This is the lesson from the creation one can take, which is what Avadhut told King Yadu and Krishna is telling Uddhava. Next is trees, next guru, again tree teaches us to teach, they are teaching ahetu kiya pratyata, again just like mountain, they hardly take anything, actually when they take also they are taking only liquid diet they are taking, see, they are not taking very opulent prasadam, and then what happens, there is no excretion from the mountain and the trees. Something very interesting. So therefore, when one is serving others, there are no bad excretions will happen. So because mountains and trees are serving all, considering as all Mame Manchu, they also remain healthy. So service again can be learned from the trees. Now you see, every day we are remembering Tranadi Abhisuni Chena, Taror Api Sahashpuna. See, the most important word in the translation is can. One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and one who does not expect personal honor but is always prepared to give all respects to others, can very easily always chant the holy name. See the word can. Meaning, unless if we reverse this equation, unless and until one is humble and is more tolerant than a tree, it is very difficult to always chant. Reverse. So, this is the lesson. So, trees are teaching us how to chant. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Next, Guru. Wind. See, what's the quality of the wind? wind goes to bad smell, to good smell, it becomes moist, it is becoming chill, it is becoming hot, according to the other things which are being mixed into it. But wind is completely nirlipt, not attached to any of this. So therefore, wind is teaching us that we may have innumerable material objects. However, one who has transcended material good and evil should not become entangled even when in contact with material objects. So basically, the material things are there with us, but Prabhupada has given the formula to convert them into spiritual by putting them in Krishna's service. That is what the wind is teaching, to remain detached with any, in the beginning with detached with material objects, later on everything becomes actually spiritual. So the wind remains neutral all the time, whether it's auspicious or inauspicious activity. Similarly, within this material world, we will inevitably face both pleasing and disgusting situations, if however we should remain fixed in. So if we are fixed in Krishna consciousness, then good and bad situations will come and go, and Krishna will take charge and he will make us pass through that. We will be always in Krishna consciousness. Another thing is, wind is not frightened or disturbed. It goes to so many places, dark and forbidden places. Similarly, a devotee of Lord Krishna should never be fearful or anxious, even when in most difficult situations. Prabhupada led it by example, at what age he went to America. Once Bhakti Charu Maharaj was asking in Mayapur, anybody has understood Prabhupada? So one of the senior devotees, he raised his hand, yes, I have understood. Because the devotee had read 20-50 times Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj said, sorry, you cannot understand. He said, why Maharaj? He said, first you have to reach the age of age 70. After that you will be able to understand. At this age, very easy to say. At that age, if you want to do, imagine. I know at my age, this is aching, that is aching, what all is not aching. Okay. Another thing, the wind, nothing is mixed with the wind. Wind remains aloof. Similarly, a Krishna conscious devotee knows he is separate from the body. I am not the body, Prabhupada said. Next guru is sky. 5 more minutes we will finish and then we will see. So, you see, the sky, both the individual soul and the super soul can be understood by comparing them to the nature of the sky, 11.742. Although the sky extends everywhere and everything rests within the sky does not mix with anything, nor can it be divided by anything. So, similarly, Prabhupada is writing in purport, although the sky appears to be affected by the mighty movements of wind, rain, hurricanes, lightning, thunder, etc., etc., but sky actually is not affected, but is rather the background for the visible activities. Then Prabhupada writes, similarly, although the material body and mind undergo innumerable changes, such as birth and death, happiness and distress, love and hate, the spirit soul, being most subtle, is not actually affected. So sky is giving the lesson, I am not the body. Next guru, water. So water is pure, it purifies others. Similarly, a Krishna conscious pure devotee, just like a holy place, purifies all those who contact him or her, because he or she is always chanting the glories of the Lord. So the lesson is, one is purified by the association of pure devotees, just like one is purified by contacting with Apo, Bhumi Rapo Analvayu, water. Next guru. Lessons from fire. So fire can burn all the contaminated substances which are offered. Similarly, a liberated sage accepts, but nothing happens to that person. But Prabhupada writes, to carelessly approach a Krishna conscious personality is just like carelessly approaching fire. See the words. To carelessly approach a Krishna conscious personality is just like carelessly approaching fire. The Lord does not excuse mistreatment of a pure devotee and the fire of Krishna burns him. One example, what happened in the Daksh. In the Daksh, Dakshayani burnt herself because Lord Shiva was insulted in the previous meeting when he didn't get up, and after the insult, Shiva did not say anything, he just walked out. That's what Bhagavatam tells us. Later on, Daksha's daughter, his wife, wants to go for the sacrifice which is happening. That sacrifice was for Lord Vishnu, and Bhrigu Maharaj was taking the, he was the chief priest. But because Lord's greatest devotee, Lord Shiva, was not respected there, what happened to that? Prabhupada writes, watering the roots does not mean only pleasing Krishna. Watering the root means pleasing Krishna and his devotees. That is meaning of watering the roots. So therefore, at that time when Veerbhadra went and he destroyed the entire sacrificial arena, Vishnuji did not appear, though it was for him only. He would have come now, oh, you are watering the roots, okay, I am here. Get out from here, I will save you. No. Because watering the roots means watering Krishna and his devotees. So Lord Shiva was not respected, therefore entire thing was finished. This is the lesson from fire. That to carelessly approach a Krishna conscious personality is just like carelessly approaching fire. So we have to be careful of the fire. And of course, all the contaminated things get burnt up. So, see, in a cauldron, in a kadai, right? In a vessel, suppose one vegetable is made which has garlic in it. You can wash it 1000 times. Will the smell go?
Smell won't go.
So, how to get rid of the smell? You have to put the kadai on fire. Then the smell is gone. You can try it.
I don't try.
So if you put the kadai on the fire, the smell is gone. Because all contaminations are gone. Similarly, when the pure devotional service comes, then no contamination can touch. That person will be converting others into purity. There is one shloka where it says that sages, the devotees are moving teertha. Another, spiritual master and thus like fire. Spiritual master is like fire. He burns to ashes all the past and future sinful reactions of his worshippers. Lesson, a bona fide spiritual master should be approached for shelter and learning. Keeping the time. Next is moon. So moon kya hai? Ghat raha hai, bad raha hai, right? Actually, one interesting question is there. Umar bad rahi ki ghat rahi hai?
Anybody?
Umar bad rahi hai kya? Ki ghat rahi hai?
Dono ho raha hai, alag alag perspectives.
Umar bad bhi rahi hai. Jo hai, wo bad rahi hai. Aur jo bach gayi hai, wo ghat rahi hai. Isi tarah se moon hai. Moon na ghat raha hai, na bad raha hai. वो है, moon is moon, but we are feeling कि घट रही है, बढ़ रही है. Similarly, soul का कोई फर्क नहीं हो रहा है. Soul is what it is, but body is like that. So similarly, we are thinking that moon अब कम हो गया, crescent आ गया, फिर उसके बाद में पूरा गायब हो गया, उसके बाद में वापस शुरू हुआ, और फिर वापस पूरा है, full moon हो गया. But moon में कोई change नहीं है. Similarly, it is teaching, body is changing, soul does not. Lesson from sun. सन क्या करता है? एक जगह से पानी उठाता है, दूसरी जगह दे देता है. तो प्रभुपाद राइट्स, अ कृष्ण कॉन्शियस पर्सन नेवर फील्स प्रोप्राइटर ओवर द एपुलेंस इंटरेस्टेड टू हिम बाय लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा फॉर स्प्रेडिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शियस मूवमेंट. द डिवोटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा शुड नॉट मेयरली एक्यूमुलेट मटीरियल वेल्थ. खाली एक्यूमुलेट मत करना भाई, but should distribute the opulence of Lord Krishna in such a way that the Krishna conscious movement spreads unlimitedly. This is a lesson to be learned from Sun. Yathashakti karna chahiye. Lesson from pigeon. So pigeon ka katha usme lamba hai, but the pigeon story is that pigeon was there happily living with the female pigeon and the male and female, and they had eggs and they thought that world is perfect. They were enjoying materially, but one day when they had gone to search for prasadam, the small pigeon which was there, one bahelia come and put them in the trap. And when both the pigeons come back, first the mother, she gets bewildered and she's also trapped, and later on the male pigeon is also trapped. So what is the lesson? Either consider family as Krishna's Ansh, serve them because they are Krishna's part and parcel. Keep Krishna in the center of family, else everything will be ruined. We can see this every day, it is happening. One brother is killing the other brother and what is happening. So, instruction from the Python. Instruction from the Python is Yadachala. Whatever comes on its own accord, be satisfied with that. But it should not be taken in a negative way. One's occupational duties must be done. Nahi to sare grahast bolenge mata ji se ab kal se main to python ki tarah se abhi ho gaya mera. I am not interested in any work. Abhi jaise karna hai karo. Main kya karu? Bhagavatam mein likha hai, look at 11:8:2. Krishna is telling what can I do. But Krishna is also telling 3.4. Mataji will remind the Prabhus. Bhulo mat, ye kya hai? Na karmana manarambhat. If you think you will not start the work, if you think nashkramyam purushashtute, if you think no reaction will come, you are mistaken, my dear Arjun. By not doing work is also a bad work. Apna duty pura karo. Karo Krishna ke liye. Nacha sanyas na deva. Sanyas leke baith gaya agar to samsiddhi mati gacchati. Sanyas abhi aisa nahi hoga. Prabhupada said the work has been given to purify. When the purification happens, when the fruit comes, the flower automatically drops. Similarly, when the time comes and you are in perfect stage like Srila Prabhupada, he decided, okay, that time automatically it will happen. But don't please take wrongly this instruction from Python. Lesson from ocean. All the rivers are getting into it, but at the same time, it is undisturbed. So, a saintly Krishna conscious person should be like ocean. We have to learn from ocean. We have to be pleasing, unfathomable, grave, unlimited, unshakable. Then moth, patang. Patang ka kya hota hai? Jidhar bhi aag hoti hai, usme wo marne chala jata hai. Suicide, harakiri. So, maybe I can take quickly here because time is 9:45. Huh?
Okay.
Prabhu is saying, kitni baar batana hai isko? So, moth kya hai? Jo bhi cheez materially attractive hai, moth jo hai, wo itni nahi dekhta hai, seedha aag mein ghus jata hai marne ke liye. So, hame aisa nahi hona hai. Hame Bhagwan ki seva mein ghusna hai. See, ek baar ek vaishnav ne pucha, ye katora hai, iske andar ye ras hai, aur tum ek makhi ho, तुम कैसे पियोगे इसको? उसने बोला, मैं तुम्हारा कोने में बैठ के पीऊंगा. बोले, क्यों? बिकॉज बीच में जाऊंगा डूब जाऊंगा. उन्होंने कहा, अरे मूर्ख, ये अमृत है, इसमें डूबने से ही मर होता है. यू शुड डाई. सो वी हैव टू लर्न फ्रॉम मॉथ दैट डोंट गेट किल्ड बाय अट्रैक्शन. बीज, दे आर किल्ड ड्यू टू अट्रैक्शन ऑफ अ फ्रेग्रेंस ऑफ फ्लावर. तो दो तरह के हैं, एक है भ्रमर, एक है हनी बी. भ्रमर जो है वो तो हर जगह अलग 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 लेता है. उससे सीखना है, द वर्ड मधुकरी हैज कम फ्रॉम मधुमक्खी. मधुमक्खी हर जगह जाके थोड़ा 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 एक जगह से लेती है, एक जगह से पूरा नहीं लेती है. इसलिए मधुकरी का बोला, थोड़ा 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 सब जगह से लेना. लेकिन अगर वो एक जगह पे कमल में बैठ जाती है और रात में कमल बंद हो गया, सुबह खत्म. तो इसलिए वी शुड बी केयरफुल. Don't be attracted by just the fragrance and by the looks of it. Elephant, she elephant ko pakadne ke liye they put a big gadda and she elephant ma baandh dete. When he comes, drops into it and caught. Deer, वो सिर्फ आवाज हॉर्न बजाता है, वो हंटर, और हॉर्न बजाते ही डियर आता है एंड इट्स गेट्स किल्ड. और फिश किल ड्यू टू टेस्ट. सो अभी आप देखो, सीइंग, स्मेलिंग, टच, हियर, टेस्ट, एक एक क्रिएशन में एक एक जीव है एंड दे आर गेटिंग किल्ड. ह्यूमन बीइंग में पांचों है.
बहुत प्रॉब्लम है.
एक से छुटकारा नहीं हो रहा है, क्या करना. इसलिए प्रभुपाद ने इसको बनाया, भैया इधर प्रसाद हम खाओ तो जीव आपका अच्छा हो गया, देखने के लिए भगवान के दर्शन करो, जो करना है भगवान इसको सेंटर में रख के करो तो मरण की जगह स्मरण होगा. सो मधु करी टच अपॉन दिस. यस, हनी बी जो है, हनी बी टीचेस अस टू टेक यत सारा. थैंक यू फॉर द प्रश्न. So, honey bee se kya lena hai? Yat sara. Dekhiye, six questions were asked in the first canto, question by the sages. First was ekantata shreya, what's the ultimate good? Second question was yat saram yena suprasidati. Khali sar mat batana, but batana that sar which will completely satisfy the jiva. To ye honey bee se seekhna hai. Wo kya karti hai? Honey bee takes the nectar from all the flowers, pura sar leti hai. Isi tarike se we can take सार फ्रॉम द वेदास, भगवद गीता 15:15, वेदेश्च सर्वे अहमेव वेद्यो, वेदांत विद, वेदांत कृत, इदच अहम्. सो लाइक दिस वी हैव टू टेक द सार फ्रॉम इट एंड दैट सार इज गिवन इन श्रीमद् भागवतम. सो डोंट बी लाइक द हनी बी विच इज गेटिंग, विच इज जस्ट एक्यूमुलेटिंग एंड गेट समबडी एल्स इज स्टीलिंग द. There's the honeybee also accumulates so much of honey and somebody else steals it. No, use it for service, but at the same time, it takes the nectar out of it. So, couple of lessons are taken from the honeybee. Another one is saintly person should never touch a young girl. Prabhupada writes, in fact, he should not even let his foot touch a wooden doll in the shape of a woman. See the kind of. See, I'll tell you, I must admit, initially I have also taken liquor. When you take the bottle in hand, your consciousness changes. It's a fact. Later on you regret why you took, because you'll have headache, you'll all kind of aches you will have, you can't think straight. It's like itching. When you are itching, you feel very nice. Oh, lovely. After itching, there is only blood there. Eczema. Similarly, this is the instruction given. Just as the elephant is by the touch is captured, so therefore this lesson is to be taken from young girl. Another thing, very interesting. Prabhupada writes, although the householders work very hard to accumulate money, the saintly sannyasis and brahmacharis have the right to first enjoy the fruits of such labor. Kamaava! Anand karega koi aur. But ये ऐसा है, this is the reality of life. So what is the lesson? इसका lesson क्या है इसे? The conclusion is that one should give first priority to spiritual advancement. Because the brahmachari has given his spiritual advancement as the first priority, even comfort-wise and materially comfort-wise, whatever the householders are earning is being used by the brahmachari first, even before the householder uses. Okay. Never listen to the songs or music promoting material. So this is the hearing, because the deer is killed by the hearing the music. So here what happens is, if you hear, see, I'll tell you, forget about us. You know why Narad ji was, he was a Gandharva, he was a great Kirtaniya, always singing Krishna's glories, but he came down as a maid servant son. Why? Any guesses? The reason was, once he went for Kirtan and he started singing filmy songs. I am not telling, Bhagavatam is telling. It's a fact. So the sages around there, they cursed him. Tumhare ko kya ho gaya? And he was very beautiful, very handsome. And he was singing like amazing kirtans. But one day he thought, let me sing something else, and this was the result. So this is what it is teaching. If you hear all these unnecessary songs, it will play on your mind. Mind is a wonderful software. Whatever you put into it, it will adjust accordingly. So we have to learn from the deer that just don't be thinking about sweet music. Better focus on Harinam Sankirtan. Now the fish we know. What has to be learned from this creation? Simply just by the bait is there and it is done. Prabhupada has given in full Bhagavatam 100 umpteens of times that unless and until Krishna Prasadam is taken, of all the senses, tongue is the most difficult. Yes, we all know this. And the most important way of controlling it is to have Krishna Prasadam. And he is saying there is a problem. If you eat less, then Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita, don't eat less. If you eat too much, then what will happen? It will put pressure on your body and you will end up in lusty desires. So one has to eat moderately and Krishna Prasadam. This is a lesson to be learned from fish. From Pingla. So Pingla was a prostitute and one day she was waiting for all of them, all the customers, but nobody came. Then she got the realization that why am I wasting my time? So sometimes Pingla is teaching that before the final realization comes, there will be a disappointment. So when the disappointment is there, we can tell our close relatives and devotees and everybody, please remind me this. Because at that, right now I am saying this, right? But when I am in disappointment, I don't remember. That's also 100% fact. Somebody has to remind me, Prabhuji, you only were telling, now you have forgotten. So, like the prostitute Pingla, one should understand that by giving up devotional service of the Lord, one simply becomes a victim of illusory energy. Because she thought, customers are not coming, but she thought of Lakshmi Devi and she said, oh, she is always serving. I should serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead rather than looking at these men who are worthless. Another lesson, material desire is undoubtedly the cause of greatest unhappiness, and freedom from such desire is the cause of greatest happiness. But problem ye hai ki jab tak aadmi ye karta nahi tab tak samajh nahi aati. Problem khali hai ki padh to liya maine bhi, but I don't know, I must want, I must desire, fir baad mein jab joote padenge tab samajh aayega. Lessons from hawk. So there was one chil, hawk was there and it had a meat. The other hawk members, family members, hundreds, and also behind them crows, they were chasing this hawk like anything. This hawk was getting tired, uske muh mein ek meat ka tukda tha. Wo itna thak gaya hawk that suddenly the beak opened and the meat went down. Immediately all the hawks went towards the meat. Wo aaram se baith gaya. Okay. Similarly, this is the lesson which he is teaching, that if we are always attaching to material fruits, then there will be so many people, our own close ones, who will be behind us and make us disturbed and will be ready to kill. Prabhupada writes, somebody or the other will find out what you have. You think you have hidden it. So if you want to be peaceful, sense gratification, give up. And best way, what Prabhupada has given, sense gratification, involve all the senses, automatically they will get cleaned up. Lesson from retarded and childish fool. So from there we have to learn that one who is retarded or childish fool and one who has approached the Supreme, both of them are beyond the material modes of nature, because though both of them are free. So what he is teaching is get attached to Krishna. Young girl and the bracelet lesson. So in the bracelet, what happens is, this one young girl was there, she had bracelets made of small conch shells. Some guests came, so she was making prasadam for them. She was beating the rice to remove the husk. So the bracelets were making a lot of noise. So she thought, oh, these guests will think, oh, I am so poor, family is so poor. So yeah, she is beating the husk. So she slowly removed one. At the end, only two were remaining. And at the end of it, she actually removed everything and there was no noise. So there are two lessons from here. One is the Gyan Margis. Sridhar Swami says, for the Gyan Margis, those who are wanting liberation, they don't want any association. So all association is removed. One. Because they are only thinking alone. But Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Thakur Maharaj, what he is saying? One should give up the association of those who are not devoted to the Supreme Lord. So removal of the conch shell, this thing means leaving the non-devotee association.
Okay.
Then the arrow maker was making arrow, and the king came. He did not even know. He was so much engrossed in that. So lesson learned from arrow maker. Krishna willing, we should be engrossed in his service.
Okay.
Then the spider, lesson to be learned from spider. The spider, what it does is, it takes out the thing from the mouth, puts the web, and after putting the web, lives in that web. At the end of it, swallows it back. Similarly, that's what Krishna is doing. That is the reminder from the spider. That Krishna lies down as Maha, the first one, Karnadakshaya, Vishnu, Mahavishnu, and the globes come out, and at the end of it, actually there are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. At the end of each Manu there is a small pralaya. That is what, where the, after the Chakshusha Manu, the Mats avatar takes place, and the next one is the Vaivaswat Manu. So see, even at the time of devastation, Krishna enjoys. He took Satyavrat on a picnic, on a boating trip. Yes or no? He told Satyavrat that you please be ready, keep everything, I will come as a fish and you will be in the boat. And whole night of Brahma, yani 4.3 billion years, he had direct association of Krishna. And it is called devastation.
Amazing.
Okay, another thing is from the wasp. Once it sits inside the lotus flower, and if it remains there, it becomes like the lotus flower. Similarly, association and remembering Krishna takes you to Krishna's abode. This is the lesson to be learned from the wasp. Okay, and lastly is the wasp got the lesson learned from body itself, that everything material is temporary. Body teaches detachment. So the question is, quickly, 5 minutes still there.
Okay.
So what is, there is one guru or 24 gurus? It's a big question. So here is the answer from Jiva Goswami Maharaj. Accept one bona fide guru. See around the world and strengthen Guru's teaching by seeing practically around from these creations. So we don't have to make 24 Gurus. But whatever one Guru, Srila Prabhupada is saying, that information and knowledge can be strengthened by looking around these lessons from the 24 Gurus, because that is also given by Krishna only. So one guru is sufficient, but strengthening the ideas and the information, one can take the lessons from the material creation and from other people. Okay, so Uddhav, hearing the words of Dhud, the saint clicking Yadu, he became free from all material attachment. Now very quickly, we have 4 minutes. So coming back, all the creation, we have seen how, then we have seen why, then we have seen the lessons learnt, but lastly, everything is being done for Ekantata Shreya. Answer was, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adokshaje Ahetu Ki Aprati Hata Yayatma Suprasidati. That means, what is the ultimate good for benefit? That is rendering Ahetu Ki causeless devotional service, apratihata, unbroken, for completely satisfying. So which one comes first? Ahetuki comes first or apratihata comes first? If we do ahetuki bhakti, then we will have uninterrupted service. Or should we first do uninterrupted service and then Ahetuki will happen? Any guesses?
Both? Good answer.
Bhagavatam, all answers are good only. Because it is Krishna. The moment you are referred to Bhagavatam, you cannot go wrong. So, the answer is, first it has to be Ahetuki Bhakti. If it is without any material motive, then only Krishna will allow uninterrupted service. If the service is getting interrupted, meanings we have to check our motive. And what is the best test? That if there is Ahetuki Bhakti, it will lead to uninterrupted service. And if both of these are there, then only Atmasu Prasidati. Then only you are completely satisfied. So if by doing devotional service, if I am not completely satisfied, meaning I have to check, am I doing Ahetuki for Krishna's pleasure or my motive is something else. Whatever it may be, grooming in the temple or on book distribution or prasadam preparation, deity worship, whatever is being done, if internally, at least this is what Bhagavatam is saying, forgive me, I have not realized, but Bhagavatam is clearly telling that if we are not completely satisfied by doing that service, please check whether it was done with any motive. If it was Ahetuki, Atma Suprasidati is guaranteed. And uninterrupted service is guaranteed. See, what is the... If somebody is trying to serve Krishna, why would he stop? Think logically. If I am wanting to serve somebody, why that person should stop me? It defies logic, right? So, but if it is not Ahetuki, but if I am doing with a motive, then it will be interrupted. So first is Ahetuki, then Apratihata, and then Suprasidati. So we will just take one case where Hanumanji Maharaj was there, and he was after Rajyabhishek. All Sitaji and Lakshmanji, they spoke with each other that Hanuman is all the time 24/7 in association of Krishna only. Let us do something. So they made a rota of devotional service. 4 to 5 ye devotional service, ye Shatrughan karega. 5 to 6 ye karega. Sita Maiya ye karega. So Hanumanji also quickly came and checked the rota. His name was not there only. So he immediately ran to Sita Maiya. भाई मेरा सर्विस किधर है? She said, check the rota. Then he went to our Lakshman ji. She said, you don't know. It has been decided. This will be the rota. So he said, now what to do? So what happened? He was wondering, suddenly Lord Ram yawned. So Hanuman ji snapped his finger. Chutki. Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram. So Hanuman ji asked Sita Maiya, is this service there in that rota? Sita Maiya looked at Lakshman ji. Ye to nahi hai. Any problem if I do this service? No problem, this service. They thought, okay, no. See, please take it in the light, this thing. Sita Maiya and Lakshman ji are not different from Lord Ram only, please. So it's to be taken in the light, right spirit also. So they said, no problem, this is a very small service you can do, okay. You have snapped the finger now, Hanuman ji, you can go. He said, how can I go? I don't know what time he's going to yawn. I have to be here 24/7 with him. I don't know when he's going to yawn. So like this, because this is Ahetuki Apratihata. Because his motive was like that, he had uninterrupted service. So the last one is, here is the passport for back to Godhead. To travel to another country, you need visa permission. Similarly, to go back to Godhead, you need permission and mercy from his pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Rantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Swami Khante Bhakto ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Please forgive me for any mistakes. Mistakes are mine, rest on Prabhupada's mercy. Because I also don't know what I am talking. Prabhupada only knows. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you.
जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माई की
जय।
वंडरफुल क्लास बाय दिस रघु जी एंड लॉट ऑफ लेसंस टू बी लर्न बट वी ऑल वांट द एक्सपोर्ट्स आल्सो व्हाट इज टू बी डन सो टुडेस इंग्लिश क्लास वाज गिवन बाय दिस रघु जी एंड कन्नड़ क्लास वाज गिवन बाय दिस ग्रेस जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा Let us express our deep gratitude from the bottom of our heart by loudly chanting Hare Krishna mantra for both of them.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Quick announcements. 15th June, His Grace Sankarshan Sai Prabhu will be giving class of Art of Happiness. This is specially for the unmarried boys from the age of 15 to 30, time will be 6 to 8 p.m. And who are known such to such little boys, they can spread this word. I repeat the time is on 15th June from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Or they can also reach out to Manamari Bhagavad Gita or Swayam Prakash Prabhu.